This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A U.S. judge early Sunday blocked the Commerce Department from requiring Apple and Google to remove WeChat for downloads starting late Sunday. A U.S. magistrate judge in California said in an order that WeChat users who filed a lawsuit, quote, have shown serious questions going to the merit of the First Amendment claim, the balance of hardship tips in the plaintiff's favor. The preliminary injunction also blocked the commerce order that would have barred other transactions with WeChat in the United States that could have degraded the site's usability for current U.S. users. U.S. President Donald Trump touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. He told reporters at the White House he was giving the deal with Oracle his blessing and that it had addressed U.S. national security concerns. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen said Sunday 2 days of Chinese military aircraft approaching Taiwan demonstrate Beijing is a threat to the entire region. He says it shows Taiwanese even more clearly the true nature of China's government. China claims Taiwan as its own territory. Multiple Chinese aircraft flew across the midline of the Taiwan Strait and into Taiwan's air defense identification zone Friday and Saturday, causing Taiwan to scramble jets to intercept. The exercises took place as U.S. Undersecretary for Economic Affairs Keith Kroc was in Taipei, the most senior State Department official to visit in 4 decades. Anonymous hackers leaked the personal data of 1,000 Belarusian police officers in retaliation for a crackdown on street demonstrations against sixth-term President Alexander Lukashenko as protesters geared up for another mass rally Sunday. This is VOA News.